He tries to show them he is fearless, but each time he goes out on this mission, he is always afraid of losing his nerve. He wants to run back to the hut and never carry out this dangerous task again. But he has to. He has to take care of his family. He looks up at the sky and sees no stars. The clouds are moving furiously fast, blocking any moonbeams from touching the earth. "Okay," he says under his breath. "It's time to be brave." With that, he forces his feet to carry him away into the darkness. He knows Ma and the girl's eyes are still upon him, bearing down on his back, but he must not turn to look at them, lest his courage fail him. He jogs in quick little steps. He knows that not to be seen, he has to dart and hide from one bush to another, like the foxes hiding from the humans during a hunt. The thought almost makes him smile. The sky is very dark now, and the moisture in the air is turning into a thick fog. It is good luck for him. Pa must be watching over him. The thought of Pa almost brings his adrenaline down. All the kids think they are Pa's favorite, but he knows he is. After all, Pa always told the story about his birth and the dragon to everyone. Thinking of Pa takes his breath away. There is such pain in his heart, and the burden is too heavy to handle. He cannot run away from it. His pining for our father is unbearable. But he is the man of the house now, and cannot speak openly of his suffering. Something wet and salty drips into his mouth, focusing him again on his mission. He realizes it is his own tears, and he lifts up his shirt to quickly wipe his eyes. He misses Pa so much, but he cannot allow himself to think of this now. He has to take care of the family. He is 12 years old and only stands as tall as Ma's shoulders, but he knows he is strong. He has to be. He has no choice. Gek's face floats into his mind, and he fears for her. He sees her hollow eyes and her protruding stomach as she loses more and more strength each day. He hears her cries when she begs Ma to give her food. He sees Ma tell Gek time and time again that there is no food. He doesn't know how long she will live if he doesn't do this. This little bit of food he's able to bring to her prolongs her life just a little more, keeping her with us just a little longer. The images fuel his anger, pushing him nearer and nearer to the cornfields.